Anyway.
Hey, Al, problems at work?
Yeah, I got fired.
Huh, you lost your waitressing job with that sunny disposition? I'm shocked.
Gee, Al, you got canned again. What did you do this time?
Well, it wasn't my fault. See, this stupid lady spent about 20 minutes trying to decide what kind of cheese she should have on her patty melt, so I made a suggestion.
Yeah, which was?
I told her if I had a butt like that, I would lay off the cheese altogether. Hey, Dad, maybe you can talk my boss into giving me my job back.
Yeah, wait a minute, Al. Don't expect me to bail you out, okay? You lost your job because you have an attitude problem. If you expect to make it in the working world, you've got to learn to be a team player.
Dad! Great. Now I'm never going to find a job.
It's not your fault. You're a Lambert. You're destined to be chronically unemployed.
Good news. I heard they're looking for someone to work at the new cookie store at the mall. How'd you know I'd be looking for a job?
Well, you've been at that restaurant for almost a week. I just figured you'd be fired by now.
Okay, Lambert, we're ready to open. It's showtime.
So lame.
Lame? There's nothing lame about representing the fastest-growing mall franchise in America. Chin up, shoulders back, show some pride.
I'm wearing a cookie on my head. How proud is that?
Oh, my God. He's here.
What?
He's here.
Who's here?
The head honcho. Straighten up. Look sharp.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Chips. Welcome aboard, sir.
It's good to see you again.
What's with the monkey?
Show a little respect. This is Mr. Chips. He's our corporate mascot. He comes to all the store openings.
All right, Mr. Chips. Time to go to work. Let's go. Great. I'll see you around 6.
Okay, Bill. Okay, great. See you later.
Bye, Mr. Chips.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll stay at the counter with Mr. Chips. I'll be in the back making more cookies.
No, wait, Mr. Sloan, you expect me to work with a monkey?
Hey, this monkey has opened over 35 stores over the last 2 years. If he could answer the phone, you'd be out of a job. If you have any questions, ask him.
Is it okay for my bike out front?
Yeah, sure, pal.
Thanks.
Frank?
Yeah?
I just talked to Annette Parks, and guess what?
What?
I have been chosen to direct the fundraiser at the community theater.
Well, that's great.
I'm even going to be in it myself.
That's great.
And you are, too.
That stinks.
Come on, Frank. I want us to play Tarzan and Jane.
Oh, come on, honey. I wore that Tarzan costume last Halloween, and I hated it. The loincloth gave me a wedgie.
Come on, Frank. I mean, the first rehearsal is tonight. And besides, if Frank play Tarzan, Jane make him feel like Tarzan.
Nice try, honey. But there are three things I will never, ever do again. Number one, eat sushi. Number two, zip up my pants in the dark. And number three, wear a Tarzan costume in public.
Let me tag along, guys. Never seen a real pool hall before.
Oh, that's okay, Mark. Most of these people never seen a real geek before.
I don't think I heard you correctly. Who's the geek?
I'm the geek.
You're the geek. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, now that we got that settled, let's play some pool, man. Dude, there's a free pool table.
Watch your block.
Hey, man, me and Mark will play against you and Rich, okay?
I'll break. I've seen The Color of Money 12 times.
All right.
I think I can be a real pool shark.
Hop to it, Jackson. Let me give you a little bit of advice there, cuz. Try and keep that cue ball on the table. Yeah, that should really improve your game.
That's okay, Cody. I guess I'm not going to be very good at this.
What, are you kidding me? Pool should be a piece of cake for a brainy little dude like you. Come on, now.
What does being smart have to do with playing pool?
Yeah, JT can play pool real good. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Dude. The game of pool is nothing but geometry and physics. Triangles, angles, and force.
Oh, I see. So it's all related to Newton's second law of motion. To wit, the acceleration of a mass by a force is inversely proportional to the mass and directly proportional to the force.
Totally. Now get in there and show them what a brainiac can do, huh?
Yeah, like this math stuff is really gonna work. That was luck.
Cody, it works.
Totally, man. What'd you think, Sir Isaac Newton was just yanking your chain? Come on, Slick, I'll buy you a soda.
I can't believe that little dork just ran the table.
Jeez. You know, the way he plays, he could take anybody in the place.
Hey, look, there's Big Jim. He's the best pool hustler in Port Washington.
Hey, you thinking what I'm thinking?
You take the blonde, I take the brunette?
No, you idiot.
Play Big Jim for money. Where's Mark?
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Follow my lead.
Whoa. Whatever you do, don't say anything to Cody. He's into honesty and morality and all that garbage. Yeah. Just forget about that.
How you doing, Big Jim? I was wondering if you wanted to play for some money.
What, with a little punk like you?
Nope. Actually, with a little blonde punk right over there.
You're kidding, right?
Nope.
Fine. How about we play for 500 bucks?
How about we make it 1,000?
You're on. I've got an opening tonight at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Have your boy here and bring cash.
Thank you. Come again. Would you give me a break? It's my first day.
Bad news. The animal trainer won't be able to pick up Mr. Chips tonight.
So, you're gonna have to take him home overnight?
No, you are.
What? Me? No, I can't do that.
Can't? There is no can't here at Hello, Mr. Chips. If you want to keep this job, you're gonna be a team player and take this monkey home tonight.
Well, why don't you take him home?
Hey, I've got a mother-in-law living with me. One hairy beast in the house is enough.
Understand. I mean, my dad got upset when my brother brought home a guinea pig. I mean, he'll go crazy if I bring home a monkey.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Good night, Mr. Chips.
You lock up.
more jungle noises.
Hey, why is this door locked?
Go away.
You don't have a guy in there, do you?
Well, sort of.
Al, we can stand here and bang on this door all day.
Wait. Right, shut up. Come on, hurry up.
Thank you.
See, Al, even you can do better than that.
It is not my date. Mr. Chips is the mascot at the cookie store.
The Mr. Chips? Oh, this is so exciting.
I've never met a celebrity before.
All right, look. My boss said I have to keep him here overnight or get fired. So you two have to promise to keep this a secret.
Really? Why should we?
All right, he can stay.
That's so sweet, Frank. Gee, thanks for setting up the chairs.
That's okay. Gee, what are you wearing that for?
Oh, this? Well, the costume helps me get into character.
Oh, Frank, I'm sorry you can't play Tarzan.
Yeah, well, you know, this night I always set aside to rotate my tires.
Well, don't worry about it, Annette. I found a terrific guy to play Tarzan in this honeymoon sketch with me. Well, hi, Troy. Come on in.
How are you?
Oh, fine, everybody. This is Troy Hartman. You probably recognize him from the underwear ads in the Sunday Supplement.
He's the one going to play Tarzan?
God, he's gorgeous. He could climb my tree anytime.
Okay, well, are you ready, Troy?
Am I ready? Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's begin.
Sure.
Frank, we're going to start the rehearsal now, so you can go do whatever you're going to do.
Oh, okay. I'll just go. Bye, y'all.
Okay. All right, let's start with the scene where Tarzan and Jane consummate their marriage, huh?
You know what? I forgot my keys, so I'll just be looking for them. You guys go right ahead. Don't let me bother.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, the scene is Tarzan and Jane's wedding night. Okay, oh, I have the first line. Oh, Tarzan. Are you as hot to trot as I am?
You bet. Tarzan wait long time for big night with Jane.
Oh. Well, then take me, you wild jungle beast.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's say Jane's a nun. Take a vow of chastity. Every time Tarzan tries to kiss her, she belts him right in his pretty boy nose.
Frank, huh? Would you come with me for a minute, please? Uh-huh. Let go of his hair. Let go, Frank. What is going on with you? You are acting like an absolute jerk out there.
I don't want you in there kissing that jungle gigolo.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's a sketch. And besides, somebody's got to play Tarzan, and you didn't want to.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind. I'm playing Tarzan, and that's final. Come on. Okay, everybody, here's the deal. Me, Tarzan, her, Jane, you, history. Any problems with that?
No problems here. Carol, you have a problem with Frank playing Tarzan?
No. No problem at all. You're such an idiot.
You tricked me.
Oh, yeah, it was so easy. I mean, all I had to do was put on the costume, pretend to flirt with Troy, and reel you in like a big old fish.
Hey, no hard feelings, huh, Frank?
Yeah, no. No hard feelings. I guess I had a come. Well, I hope you're happy.
Yes, Jane, very happy. Now she gets to play kissy face with the real Tarzan.
Six ball, corner pocket.
Yep. How about that, Big Jim? Five shots in a row. Yep. You may never get a chance to shoot.
Seven ball, side pocket.
Yes!
Yeah.
If I sink the eight ball, I win.
Calm down, punk. There's no way you're gonna beat me for $1,000.
What? $1,000? I'm playing this game for $1,000?
That's right. You just missed. So now it's my turn.
Can I have a word with you for a second there, JT?
Come here.
Did I hear that right? Did you bet $1,000 on your little brother's game?
Yeah, and I don't have it, so you better win.
Win? You want $1,000 on the line? I'm trying not to wet my pants.
JT, if I may, I was just, you know, reviewing the situation, what with the, you know, what's going on, and I think we made a serious error in judgment. See ya.
Hey, Milquetoast, you're up.
All right, now listen here, Mark. Just try and forget about the bet. Concentrate on the game and what made it fun for you in the first place, okay?
You mean geometry and physics?
Totally. Just think triangles. It's all triangles.
There's no way he's gonna sink that eight ball. You'd have to use like 3 or 4 cushions to do it.
Let's see. A 45-degree angle, initial speed 20 miles per hour, vector factor of 6. Okay, eight ball, corner pocket.
In your dreams, Casper.
Newsflash, Big Jim. Casper just kicked your butt.
Yep, $1,000.
All right. I'm rich.
You mean Mark's rich? Here, Lindsay, put that in your college fund, bro.
Well, wait a minute. I'm his manager. I should get something.
Yeah, you're right. Well, here's a buck. See if you can manage to take the bus home.
Hey, Karen, I'm gonna take a shower. Would you please keep an eye on Mr. Chips?
No problem. Bobby, you can't just call me up every night just to tell me how beautiful my eyes are. Tonight, let's talk about my hair.
Girl, that feels so nice.
Hello. Which one of my genius children brought you home?
Mr. Chips? Mr. Chips?
Looking for your monkey?
Dad, I can explain this.
This is gonna be real good.
See, Mr. Chips is the mascot at the cookie store I work at. The manager wanted me to break him home.
Well, why didn't you say no?
Well, because I really want to keep this job, you know? And I was trying to do what you told me and be a team player. Did I screw up again?
No, pal, you didn't. Not if this is what it took to keep your job. I understand.
Thanks for not getting mad at me, Dad.
It's okay.
Jane upstairs, ready to rehearse with Tarzan.
Could I borrow your friend for a minute?
Sure.
Hey, pal. Come on, hitch a ride. Tarzan got big surprise for Jane.